happen and don't go back. Fair catching it at the 1 yard line?
Twice. Not once, but twice. One time he fumbles it, and he's supposed to be their best offensive football player, and he did that twice.
Stupid.
Those special teams just isn't what it used to be without Urban Meyer there.
No, and he's special. He's a special player, but man, he looks special in more ways than one tonight, if you know what I mean. You can't do that twice in one football game, but Trevor Daniel is an absolute secret weapon. And boy, I know those people in that area. That my mother-in-law is from that area. That's a beautiful, beautiful part of our state down there in Dixon.
That's TD from DC.
You got it, brother.
But I also want to say, you know, give a little credit to maybe old Pat Summitt was up there looking down on us today.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Give a little credit to her, maybe.
You better believe it, brother. It can't hurt.
Tyler, I love it, man.
Queen of Tennessee. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Great hearing from you. Did you see a lot of...
beautiful, Tony.
What's that?
Just, you know, you watch that game, and it's a nationally televised game. You know, it's not a kid from Alabama. You know, it's not a kid from Georgia, Texas, Florida on our squad. It's a doggone kid from Nashville making that catch down the sideline. Or, you know, another kid from Nashville on defense just disrupting their offense all second half. I mean, you know, I'm a little bit biased. You know, I'm an East Tennessee ball, but man, I loved it when I came to campus and Shazam Bradley was over there, JJ McCleskey, Ronald Davis, Kevin Mays, all these guys, Jason Lehman, who I played against at Sevier County, you know, James Stewart, I played against in high school. Man, it's, people don't realize when you're a Tennessee Vol, and I see these kids out there doing it, man, that's what Tennessee football is really all about. I mean, these kids from our own state out there just getting it done, man. I mean, I think that's the most part of, that I liked about today's game. But those are our own kids. Those are our kids. You know, on this big national list, those are Tennessee kids, man. Beautiful.
It is awesome. It's college football. You know, Colton Jumper's another one. He's from Chattanooga, I think. Yeah, he is. Unbelievable, Andy Mack. Back to the phones we go. Proving that white middle linebackers' lives matter, Jerry. And let's get our next call in.
You have two of them out there tonight.
We had two white middle linebackers whose lives matter. Dylan Bates' life matters as well. Let's get our next call in. Hello.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, welcome in.
Man, I tell you, I was calling, I was going to call in response to your Ole Miss fan, but your line's been so busy.
Yeah, that was only about 5 hours ago.
Right?
But go ahead.
But I gotta tell you, man, you don't know how much you dislike Ole Miss until you meet one of their fans. And, but hey, you know, he's right. Their players don't have to stay and celebrate and everything like that. They're not, you know, let's face it, Ole Miss can't pay the overtime for them. So, but I gotta tell you, I am so excited about tonight. I cannot have words for that. That just was incredible tonight. And, you know, I was watching the first half, and I was thinking DeBoard must be French for die play. And, you know, I don't know what happens with this team. I don't care, really. Okay, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to argue. But they have to have 14 points scored on them before they start really taking the other team serious.
It's weird, the personality of this team, and they got away with it tonight, which I didn't think you'd be able to get away with it in SEC play. I tell you this, you can't get away with it if you play like an A&M or an Alabama. I think you can get away with it, the Eastern Division teams. There's just such a drop-off. I'm not diminishing what Tennessee did tonight. But you watch Ole Miss play today. You watch those other teams, like the teams in our division, including us in that first half. You play a team like that the way we played tonight, and you will not live to talk about it. But that's not the opponent we had in front of us. So just the way that game turned and to have the resolve, and the courage, or whatever you want to call it, the moxie to stick around in that game is just amazing.
So Georgia's hot garbage, man.
Yeah, they are garbage.
The thing that gets me right now is, you know, living out here in Arkansas, I probably wear more orange than I did when I lived, you know, just south of Knoxville.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you know, and so everybody's been sitting there, you know, LSU this and Arkansas that. But, you know, Arkansas fans are actually kind of nice people. They're, as a general rule, LSU fans are kind of delusional. I mean, you know, that's who they are. And, you know, the local radio guy here, he's just been ripping on. He's an LSU grad. He just rips on Tennessee and stuff. So I called him in, you know, every week, you know, just with two words, you know, after his prediction that, you were wrong. You're wrong. And, the really bad thing is the only one he predicted right last week was the Arkansas loss, was Arkansas would lose to Texas A&M. That's the only one he got right. So he did that in Arkansas. I kind of think there's a power to being a homer. And so, you know, I don't understand that. But it just, to me, it feels good because I'll be going into work Monday. And, you know, we're 4-0. Whether, you know, by hook or crook, we're 4-0.
Oh, yeah, and we're winning ugly, man, but we are 4-0. Today's game was pretty in the second half. We are undefeated for the first time since 2003 at the end of September, which is something to keep your eyes on. We haven't been 5-0 since the 98 team. Getting into rarefied air. You string five of those together, and you're in rarefied air all of a sudden.
Well, I at the beginning of the season, I said, you know, we have 8 wins. The schedule should give us 8 wins without trying. It's whether we win 9, 10, or 11, you know, or God forbid, 12. But, you know, but the thing is right now, I'm looking at 10 wins because I think Georgia's got to have problems. And if Chubb's out, man, that kid, and it's like his welcome wagon to the SEC is going to be very painful.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. And in fact, that's what happened to him today. Today, his receivers were dropping balls. And then Ole Miss just pinned their ears back, and they came and got him. They ate him alive.
What's really bad is with Nick Chubb out, the one thing, the real danger point on Ole Miss is they can't stop the run really well. That's been their problem for 2 or 3 years. And without Nick Chubb, they didn't have the run anymore.
And no, so, their offensive line's not any good to begin with, so that's the issue with them.
Yeah, so, hey, you know, I'm telling you what, right now, Tennessee has actually, you know, I want to know, we got knocked out, when we were 9, we lost to, you know, we nearly lost to a team, we get pushed way back. Georgia nearly loses to Nicholls State, they get pushed back. Third week, Notre Dame's 9, they get pushed back. Each time was a little bit less. When are we going to get back to, I'm thinking this week we're going to get back to respect. I kind of think we're probably going to be standing at 10 or 11.
Russell, where are we in the numbers? We were 12 coming into today.
In the rankings?
Yeah, where
were
we?
I thought they were 14th.
14, I'm sorry, coming into today. Where will we be?
You know, I don't know that
Georgia falls
a ton of credit, but be knocking on the door of the top 10.
Yeah. And I think this, beat Georgia next week down there. I'm going to live one day at a time here. I'm celebrating this one. But if you do that, A&M's going to win next week. They have South Carolina.
And the good thing is,
and it's going to be that'll be a number 8 versus number 6 game, something like that.
Florida and Georgia both have league losses today, so you're up a game in that race.
Plus, you've got one in hand on Florida.
I don't care about the rankings. I don't care about the playoff or anything.
I just want
to see this team win the East.
But our guy
in
Arkansas, he wants to have some fun and look at the numbers.
That's
fine. Hey, we're alive.
Yeah.
We're 4-0, man.
Well, hey, I could tell the LSU guy again on the radio.
Yeah.
That it's bad they can't boot out their best player, Hurricane Katrina.
Well, you tell the LSU guy that they're getting ready to fire their coach, and they are the shizzling drits. And you have a good night. Thank you. Thank you. They're going to lose four games this year. Jerry, you ought to do the inevitable immediately. They should never let Les Miles come back. If you're going to fire him, fire him. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work. I mean, you can't be half pregnant, as we say in the trade. Back to the phones we go. I mean, I can look half pregnant. That's your cue, Dobbsy, to tell me I look good.
You're a fine-looking gentleman, Tony.
Let's back to the phones and get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, guys. Hey, Jerry, it's a pleasure to get to talk to you, Mr. Colquitt. Thanks, man. You too. Hey, and Tony, I tell you what, you know what scares me is if a program like LSU is smart enough to go ahead and get that Tom Herman guy in there, what do you think he could do there?
He'd be unbelievably, I'll tell you what he is. He'd be a perfect match for those people because he is dynamic. He's crazy. He's unafraid. He's uninhibited. He would be an awesome, 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 awesome coach there.
And he's got those Texas ties. And, you know, if you can recruit Louisiana and Texas, you're going to knock it out of the park at LSU.
Yep.
But you know what, guys? And, Jerry, I want to get your take on this. I think we took some baby steps today. I'm looking at our stats. We finally had receivers get more than two catches. Juwan Jennings, three catches for 111 yards. Josh Malone, four catches for 91 yards. Tyler Byrd, three catches for 40 yards. And I know that those are not a numerous catches for receivers, but for what we've been doing, we've not been having receivers get more than two catches a game. So, I mean, we finally opened it up a little bit. Why not let our hair down and start throwing the football more?
Jerry?
And by the way, Alvin Kamara got two carries for 6 yards.
Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, I love your laugh. You got the coolest laugh in show business.
Yeah, but Jerry likes to pause for like 5 seconds. Jerry needs to feel the rush. We've been doing this a while now, Jerry. You pause for like 10 seconds, I'm gonna fall asleep if you do it again. Go ahead, Jerry.
I think part of that is still trying to play a certain type of offense. And part of what they're doing in the passing game is related to how they want to run the quarterback. And also with that, I think, you know, in this offense, I think you do have to give some sort of, I call it a shadow running game. You do have to have some sort of shadow running game, so when you think about those two things, I don't know if this offense will ever be just a true passing offense because there's just so many things working at once. I mean, if you look here, even in just the running stats, the running stats are a little bit deceptive. Dobbs has 80 yards of almost the 180. Otherwise, we're just about over 100 yards. So, and then you think about no wide receiver has more than what, 3-4 catches. You can see just over the last couple of years, they are not interested in feeding, one receiver. You know, they often substitute pretty much every play. And early on in the game, especially when you see teams that, you know, they call it a first 10 or a first 15, you never see Tennessee in a first 10 or first 15 just really feature one guy against another team's weakest corner. I thought, like, kind of like you saw early in our game today, Florida, I felt like they went after a guy that they thought they had a mismatch against. So I don't know if you'll ever really see a Butch Jones offense really do that kind of a thing. And I think you'll see these kind of, I mean, it looks like mediocre, I wouldn't call it mediocre numbers, but it's just the offense that they run. Everybody's got a little bit, but no one wide receiver is going to have a whole lot.
Hey, Jerry, do you think that's going to hurt our recruiting moving forward?
No. I'll answer that. Jerry Garantano, guys, is going to add a totally new steak and sizzle to this thing. What this offense is not what it's going to be.
Hey, Tony, unless old Butchie boy changes his offense,
why would he change? No, he doesn't change his offense. This Garantano guy can play, man.
Unless they start throwing the ball down the field.
I thought they threw the ball down the field today. I don't know. Was I watching?
They did.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tony. I think what you'll get.
He only threw for 330 yards today. I mean, what are you guys talking about?
Jerry's getting ready to agree with me. Go ahead, Jerry.
I don't think he is.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with this caller here, Tony. I think what you'll get from recruiting wide receivers, I think it's starting to happen now where guys are starting to see, a great program. They're on the up and up. A lot of cool things going on, but not necessarily a true pro-style system or not necessarily where...
How many people in our league have a true pro-style system?
There's a couple of them.
Okay, what are they?
Malcolm Mitchell at Georgia last year with Mark Richt.
Okay, now they're not running a pro-style. Well, I guess they are. Okay, go ahead.
He was a feature guy. You know, you take the last three or four wide receivers that have come out of Alabama. Those are feature guys.
Yeah, but they're not. If you look at them now, they're running hybrid offense. They're mixing it up. Florida runs traditional stuff. I mean, I see what you guys are saying, but Jake, I love you to death. But that's just. I mean, we had tons of recruits on campus today, including the number one player in America, whose sister works over there on campus. And Roberto reported to us tonight that he had an awesome visit. Didn't you hear that?
Yeah, but I guess my point is this, Tony. These guys that like to be a true number one, well, guess what? When you come to UT under Butch Jones, that ain't going to happen just because of the system that they run. So you really have to be a team guy who's willing to go out there and catch about 50, 60 balls per year and be okay with that. A lot of these guys think that they have to catch, you know, 80, 90 balls per season to get drafted in that high first or second round portion of the draft.
God, Jeker, love you, man. Jeker, you're growing dissension between me and Jerry. It's not cool.
Hey, Jerry, I love you, and I knew you'd speak the truth, and it's great to talk to you.
Well, I think you're a complete dissension sower.
Tony, you've got a little call of the night. The Eagles have been doing good.
Final call of the night, 6.5 hours in. That's enough for me. I'm exhausted. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. I'm turning like white. Hello to our final caller. Welcome in. That's you, whoever's chewing on the ice there. Let's see how many times we have to do this. Welcome in. You're on the Smartway Garza Law Firm Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. Hello. God, that sounds like a bright individual there. We use the term individual in honor of Butch Jones, who picks up the Siggy win today.
Hey, Tom, why are you hitting those buttons? Can I give a couple shout-outs in? A
couple shout-outs, Jerry. Go ahead, and then
my boy Bob Strimer from Greenville.
Bob Strimer.
By way of Maryville.
Mm-hmm.
Bob lives up here. He brought his son to the game again.
Awesome.
today. I love that guy. He went to high school with Dustin Moore.
Very cool.
That's my guy. My girl, Marsha Bewley from Berrigan, and her husband. They came out again tonight.
And these are people that live in the great Northwest, Jerry, that gather. How many people gathered tonight?
We had about 100 people come out tonight.
Are you kidding me? In Seattle, Washington?
In Seattle. There's a...
That's neat.
There's an African-American male, first brother I've met, alumni from UT that was out here tonight. He just moved out here. He went to...
it's not Cedric, is it?
No. He went to the UT's master program for civil engineering.
Wow.
He works on commercial projects out here. He brought his whole family out here, man. Ava and his kid were over there playing shuffleboard, man, during halftime.
That's cool.
Beautiful thing.
I'm going to tell you this. He's a smart feller. He's a smart feller. If he's a civil engineering grad from this school, he's a smart feller.
Yeah, it's all kind of cool stuff, man. And I appreciate these people that, every Saturday we meet and, you just go there and meet them. I looked over and Tennessee scored. Ava's over there singing Rocky Top. I'm like, wow. And she got a t-shirt that says, wow, that's a mink and sweet as soda pop. Like, that's it. That's the game right there, Tony.
It's a game.
That's the game.
Jerry, I love you, man.
Appreciate it, Tony.
You shine like the sun in the middle of the day, brother. I appreciate
love
the man,
man
you are. Appreciate the man you are, brother. Thank you. Hey, Jerry, on the way out, what advice would you give to the wannabe prepper? Is there anything, like, what's the first step in that process?
Buy gold, right?
You buy gold, Jerry?
Get you some storable foods.
Storable foods.
Mm-hmm.
60, 90 day supply.
Mm-hmm.
Water.
Mm-hmm.
Purifier.
I have a Pro Pure.
Yeah, that or Big Berkey is good, either
Big
one.
Big Berkey.
And, Nation iodine, man, for when the big one hit.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna need something to protect that thyroid, baby.
Yeah, watch your thyroid, and you gotta get that nascent iodine in you. How about colloidal silver? You use that?
Oh, yeah, no question. You got a bacterial infection? Get you some colloidal silver.
Jerry, thanks, love you. He's so sick.
You need some jeans that are gonna last a long time, get you some diamond gusset.
Tell Dubsy what diamond gusset jeans are.
They got the diamond in the crotch when you need it most.
Got the diamond right in the crotch, Dubsy.
All my jeans have diamonds in the crotch, so I think I'm good.
No, not rhinestones, diamonds. These are diamond gusset jeans.
Oh, talking rocks, man.
And they're made right in the good old US of A, right, Jerry?
Oh, yes, sir.
Jerry, love you. Thanks for the scouting report, too. You're the best.
See you, Jerry.
All right, Tony. See you.
All right. Dubsy on the way out. Final thought. Tell them where they can find you, all that good stuff, man.
What a win, man. Been a long time coming. See if Tennessee can keep it going and refocus. Got a chance to have a special season. Man, it's been a long, long time. I'll be on the drive Monday, 3 to 6, Fox Sports Knoxville, 1340 a.m. here in town. Online at foxsportsknoxville.com. You can follow me on Twitter, at RussellTheDrive.
Dubsy, awesome stuff, man. Love that guy. It's unbelievable. Tonight, we had a lot of fun. Want to thank everybody that called in, everybody that tried to call. Everybody that spread the word on what we're doing. We sat in here for 6.5 hours. That ain't bad. I enjoyed every darn second of it. I'm all talked out. So fun. So tremendously incredible. What a blessing to be with you tonight. The volunteers are back. They matter. It's fun to be relevant again. Until we meet again, for all those behind the scenes, I hope you have yourself a great night. And go volunteers, go. Go volunteers, go. So fun.
You're listening to the wildest and wooliest post-game fan show in college football. The Smart Way Garza Law Firm Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction with your host, Tony Basilio. Tony needs to take a quick break, and we'll be right back for more of the fifth quarter. If you're new to the world of Tony Basilio, welcome to the nerve center of the Big Orange Universe. It starts with TonyBasilio.com. If you want the truth and nothing but the truth on what's going on at the University of Tennessee, TonyBasilio.com's your place. And it's absolutely free. Unlike other sites, Tony doesn't hide the good stuff behind a paywall. TonyBasilio.com. It's all out there for you. Strong recruiting information and analysis from X. Insider information from the Vol Colonel and Orange Throat. Sharp opinions from basketball expert Keith Hatfield and all-around sports guy Jeff Beano Henderson. And of course, no one brings it online like Tony Basilio, with a lot of good emails from his fans. Then Monday through Friday, it's the best 2 hours of sports radio for a Vol fan, as the Tony Basilio Show airs from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1180 a.m. The VLC. And the Tony Basilio app. Tony has great co-hosts like Beano on Mondays and Fridays. And Dr. Sean Sinclair dishes on Vol football every Wednesday. Sometimes Tony just can't stop in 2 hours. That's when the Fairways and Greens 19th hole kicks in. But you need the Tony Basilio app on your smartphone or tablet to listen when things get really cranked up. Nobody keeps the Big Orange fan up to date and in the know like Tony Basilio. Now, back to the best post-game fan show in college football. The Smart Way Garza Law Firm Fan Reaction. And your host, who's been keeping it real for the Big Orange Universe for nearly a quarter century. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Basilio.